Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head girls basketball coach Beth Van Roekel. And Coach, a couple of games to talk about since the last time we saw you. You guys went on a pretty good winning streak since the last time we talked with you a few weeks ago, with wins over Osage and Northwood Kenton, West Hancock, Eagle Grove. And we're going to start talking with you about your win over Garner Hayfield Ventura back on January 26th, Coach. 52-48 on your home floor. You guys able to get out in front right away, and then Garner battles back and takes the lead, but you outscore them in the fourth quarter to win 52-48. How'd your team get it done?
Yeah, so it was a tough battle there at the end. I'm very proud of the girls. We started off, like I said, really good. Really had the momentum going, finishing shots. Our defense is the big difference in the turn of the events the last half of the season. We pushed up our defensive intensity, added a little more pressure, a lot more pressure. I was worried about them getting tired initially in the first half of the season. We had some injuries too, and decided we just got to go after it. So that defensive intensity is really what changed things this last half of the season. So we went after them, played really good defense, and was able to attack. So that 15-point first quarter was insanely awesome. I'm super proud of them. Finishing shots, that's kind of been our crutch all year, so we were able to finish shots. So super proud to get going. Second quarter, we cooled off a little bit. And not terrible, but they caught back up a little bit in our defense. They started hitting some shots of their own. And so, you know, at halftime, it was definitely a little more even scoring there. And we actually, unfortunately, kind of had a crazy halftime with a medical emergency with one of our starters. So we actually lost Cora Sauer for the rest of the game. So she didn't get to play the second half of the game. And so there's a lot of confusion and concern. The girls, you know, something just suddenly came up, and it was pretty serious. And so it was just the third quarter was kind of we were a wreck. Didn't really know what was going on, and they're kind of imploding a little bit there for a while. And so it took a while for them to get a handle on things and just learn we have to step up. We got to focus on the game for now and not worry about what's going on. And they actually did, and they pulled together, and we fought with grit. And Taylor took leadership again, as always, but she really led these girls. And in the end, she had 10 assists for the night, which is awesome. She's just our leader and our passer, and finished with 17 points and 10 assists. And some other girls picked it up really big in the fourth quarter. Bailey Dykstra hit some huge shots for us inside. So Ava Mullen came off the bench again and hit a couple huge shots for us. And Grace Beckel came off the bench, needed her to start then that second half, and she hit two big free throws down in the end there too to put it together. So it was a battle at the very end, back and forth. So they're hitting shots. They hit a three-pointer. We hit a three-pointer. It was like so stressful because there's a lot of stuff going on, obviously. And so I'm just super happy that we got the win. And I think it'd been a long stretch. Someone, I thought, said 12 games we hadn't beaten Garner. And, you know, in the 2 years I've coached, we lost three. So it felt really good to get that win. And I'm just very proud that the team came together and finished it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Big win for your team. And with that, you guys, continue on that winning streak that was starting to mount, especially with the next night out. You guys back at home against North Iowa. They come to town in a three-point thriller. They're kind of a low-scoring affair, and North Iowa outscores you in the fourth quarter as they make a run, but they come up just 3 points short. You guys win 39-36.
Yeah, so, I mean, they cannot be looked over by any means, and they actually played a really excellent game. Unfortunately, their coach ended up being in the hospital, I think, that day. Their head coach had a procedure done, and so I knew that was coming, and their assistant coach took the lead, and she did a great job. And so they actually, I think they averaged like 22, 23 turnovers, and we added our intense defense and our pressure, and they handled it super well. They only had 13 turnovers for the whole game, and so I was super impressed with their effort and their finishing. They have some really good athletes and some younger girls coming up too. And so it was a battle. It was literally a battle the whole game. Our shots weren't really falling. We were really struggling from three-point line again. So that was difficult. A lot of girls weren't hitting. But Taylor, again, kind of helped us there at the end to finish some shots. We also lost a core again after halftime. She had a kind of a relapse, so not as serious in the second half. So she missed the whole third and part of the fourth, was able to come back and finish part of the fourth quarter. So it was just kind of another repeat. And I can't believe this happening again, but it wasn't near as serious the second time. So she came back and helped us finish that game off and win. We had some other girls like Kate Bechtel came out and hit 5 of 7 for us and had 11 points. That was huge off the bench. Just rebounding by Bailey Dagstad. Again, Taylor Vonick had 8 assists. And so just kids that picked it up again and finished shots and get the girls the ball that need to, and just the rebounding, and I do attribute a lot of our success to the defense. And then we ended up having six in a row at this point, and we looked it up, and last time we had six in a row in our history was in 2009, 2010, and a lot of our freshmen were just being born then, so it's been their whole lifetime since we'd actually won six in a row in girls basketball. So it's a pretty cool milestone for the girls, and they're pretty excited, and we've just been playing good ball, and it's been fun. I don't need all these nail biters all the time, but other than that, it's been a good streak there we had.
And with that, Coach, you guys moved on to your next contest, taking on Forest City, and you guys were trying to keep the streak going, and Forest City ranked, and the season comes to your place, and we're tied 15-15 at the end of the first quarter. You guys actually take a one-point lead into halftime. You guys continue that lead, but Forest City just does enough late in that contest to squeak out a 41-38 win, but your team right on the verge of an upset there on that night.
Yeah, that was super disappointing. I mean, you know, obviously you were at our first game at Forest City, and it was the worst game of our season. I'm just making the silliest errors and not playing at all with our brains or our head, and just not finishing any shots, and it was pretty disappointing. You know, we had our worst game of the season, so I was very, very proud of their effort and their confidence. You know, coming in, we didn't have any pressure on us. They were the ranked team. They were the ones battling for the, you know, conference title still, you know, going after that. And so, you know, we did have a position we wanted in the conference, but we knew if we lost, we still had a chance at it. So we just were going to go in and play with confidence and then keep our head up high. And we knew there would be pressure. We prepared for that. We just knew going in, we're just going to give it our all and try to do what we needed to do on defense and follow up our game plan. So I'm super, super proud of them. Like, when I said, I was at, you know, the end of the first quarter, I'm like, okay, you guys, we're in this, so we're going to go for it. We're going to go after this win. Like, we can do this now. The confidence is here. We know we can do this. They have just some amazing athletes. Their guards are so good. They just have people that can drive to the basket, so thinking hard, and they can finish shots, and they can shoot outside. Luckily, I think our defense, and then it's just more off a night. Last time they hit 10 three-pointers on us. This time they didn't hit any, so that helped, of course, but adding that defensive intensity. We just got destroyed on offensive rebounds. That really hurt us a lot. So that was difficult for us. Otherwise, overall, we shot very evenly with them. They had more free throws than us, but the biggest thing was offensive rebounds. Our second chance points inside really ended up hurting us in the end. And so at the end, you know, there's a couple. I would love to have those last 2 minutes back. Made one substitution that probably shouldn't have. It hurt us on defense. And then, you know, the last position, I wish I could have called timeout a second before we got stripped and lost the ball. You know, I was going to call a timeout, and I didn't at the right time. So a couple of things that hopefully would have changed and could have made a difference, but super proud. I mean, of course, he's a great ball club, and they're very talented. So to be able to play a really good game against them and just prepares us for hopefully next week's tournament run, hopefully. And, yeah, it was just a fun game to come out and play with intensity and recover and at least prove ourselves a little more than how we played them the last time. So I was very proud of the girls.
And, Coach, let's talk about your tournament now, as you guys will take on Central Springs to open up the Class 2A Region 2 bracket, a team you played earlier in the year and fell them 45-39. But two different teams this late in the season. What are you expecting from Central Springs, and what does your team need to do on the 13th to come out with a victory?
Yeah, so we got to go after it. We got to push the ball hard. You know, we got to run whenever possible and get the ball before. So, you know, we are a totally different team the second half of the season, and we played them early. We had a couple of my two guards were injured, had some leg injuries at the time that night. We were struggling with that, and not excuses, just reality of life. And so we couldn't push the ball as much as we wanted in that first half. So picking up the intensity, pushing the ball as much as we can, trying not to let them set up in defense, and then we just really got to play really good health defense and help inside to their posts. Casey Crum's amazing. She's really solid inside and can really score and has good moves. So we really got to help off. And luckily we have a lot of post players in our side of the conference too that we've been playing against. We've had a lot of chance to practice that. So got to continue that intensity and that helping out on defense inside and trying to deny that pass in there. And then continue to work on our defensive intensity to pressure the ball. And then if we get any opportunity, we got to push the ball before and try to make some easy buckets. In the end, we got to shoot well and we got to finish, you know. The last game, you know, last few games, we just didn't finish shots again. A lot of times, we just don't finish the ones we need to. We kind of Biffett and just kind of throw them up sometimes and get all nervous and anxious. So if we have opportunities to score inside on easy shots, we got to make a lot of those. And if we do things we need to do, I think we have a good chance to battle them to the end and hopefully get a good look. You know, they just won the other side's conference last night with the win over Osage. So it'd be a pretty cool victory for our side of the conference if we could go after it and give them a good game and hopefully pull out with a win at the end. So it'd be fun.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck, and we can't wait to call that game and have it for you, and we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Lake Mills head girls basketball coach Beth Van Roekel.